Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Soon after the sun rose in Lisbon on November 1, 1755, the earth trembled in a horrifying way. Waves crashed and buildings fell as a major earthquake and tsunami struck. Tens of thousands of people died, and being All Saints' Day, candles lit in homes and churches were knocked over and caused catastrophic fires. The Royal Music Library was destroyed, and along with it, a substantial part of Portugal's musical heritage. Fortunately, copyists, historians, and manuscripts kept elsewhere preserved at least part of the richness of music in Lisbon before the mid-18th century, some of which we'll hear this hour. Later, music from our featured release, Flutes of a Feather, Telemann Duets for Flutes, Volume 1. Batalla by Pedro de Araujo, performed by Imagen da Melancolia Recorder Consort. When bricklaying for the Lisbon Cathedral began in 1149, no one could have known that 600 years later, much of it, and the city around it, would crumble to the ground in an 8.4 earthquake. In the centuries in between, music was central to Lisbon's culture, worship, and entertainment. At both the Royal Chapel at Alcasova Palace and the cathedral, professional music-making flourished. By the late 16th century, the Royal Chapel alone employed a music director, nearly 50 singers, half of them adults and half boys, and several instrumentalists who played dulcians, cornetto, and organ. Portuguese composer Bartolomeu Trocilio worked both as music director in the cathedral and for the Royal Chapel. Let's hear sacred music from Renaissance Lisbon, including Trocilio's setting of Pro Defunctis, as well as an anonymous setting of Aquella Voluntad que se ha rendido, that will that has been surrendered. Pro Defunctis by Bartolomeo Trossiglio and the anonymous Aquella Voluntad que se ha rendido, with music from 16th century Portugal. Continens Paradisi were led by Dominguez Weber. Renaissance Europe was filled with cities that employed waits, or town bands, who played both for sacred and secular occasions. These often took the form of alta or loud bands, so called because the bright sound of these instruments, usually four shams and a sackbut, carried a good distance, making them perfect for outdoor festivities. In Lisbon, many of the wind players in these local bands were of African descent, and they were often among the best paid professional musicians in town. We'll hear two fantasias by Portuguese composer Antonio Carreira. Music like this may have been performed by the Lisbon City Waits. This is an arrangement for recorder ensemble. two fantasias by Antonio Carrera, arranged for recorder ensemble. A Imagen de Melancolia recorder consort performed on their 2009 release, The Bad-Tempered Consort, Portuguese polyphony from the 17th century. Unfortunately, a lot of music from this time and place was lost when an earthquake on All Saints' Day in 1755 devastated the port city of Lisbon. In addition to causing 60,000 deaths, the earthquake destroyed 12,000 homes, the main chapel of the Lisbon Cathedral, and the Royal Music Library. Among the works that survive are a few by 17th century composer João Lourenço Rebelo. We'll hear his Lamentations, written in Venetian polychoral style. Lamentations by 17th century composer João Lourenço Rebelo. Jonathan Aerst led Capella Duriensis. You can hear highlights from recent and archival concert recordings of early music on Harmonia Uncut, our bi-weekly podcast, curated and hosted by Wendy Gillespie. Listen online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Exploring early music from Lisbon this hour on Harmonia. When we hear the name Scarlatti in the context of Italian Baroque music, we often associate Alessandro with opera and vocal music and his son Domenico with keyboard repertoire. But the younger Scarlatti didn't just write keyboard music, he also composed operas and both sacred and secular cantatas. For a while, Domenico Scarlatti also worked in Lisbon for the Portuguese royals, where his students included Princess Maria Magdalena Barbara, who brought Scarlatti with her to Spain when she married the Spanish crown prince. Some information about Domenico's musical tenure in Lisbon was lost as a result of the disastrous 1755 earthquake, but we know that his Cantata Pastorale was first heard in the Lisbon Royal Palace in 1720. Here's the last recitative and aria from that work.
No.
Music from Domenico Scarlatti's Cantata Pastorale. Rosalind Halton led the ensemble Chacona. While in Lisbon, Scarlatti worked with Carlos de Seixas. Some have assumed that Scarlatti taught Seixas, but Scarlatti was known to say, quote, "You are the one who should give me lessons." Although Seixas began his career as organist at Coimbra Cathedral, he soon moved to Lisbon, where he held the lucrative position of Royal Chapel Composer. He was eventually knighted, and his output was massive, writing music for the church, as well as 700 keyboard toccatas. Most of his work was destroyed in the Great Lisbon Earthquake. We'll hear the organ sonata in C major by Carlos de Seixas. João Vaz performed Organ Sonata in C Major by Portuguese Baroque composer Carlos de Seixas. Our featured release is Flutes of a Feather, Telemann Duets for Two Flutes, Volume 1. Telemann was probably best known in his day for being a giant on Hamburg's musical scene, for his business savvy, and for his astoundingly prolific amount of work. He self-published much of his solo and chamber music in serial fashion, releasing one or two movements at a time. We'll hear Telemann's E minor flute duet, TWV 40, performed by Leanne Dale Ragusa and Joshua Romatowski.
Thank you.
Music from Telemann's Flute Duet No. 2 from the TWV 40 Collection of Duets, performed by Leanne Dale Ragusa and Joshua Romatowski, from their recording Flutes of a Feather. These duets have a storied past. They were lost until 2002, when they were discovered in the collection of Singakademie zu Berlin, a choral society that has been around for over 200 years. This society's large collection of 18th-century music had mysteriously gone missing during World War II, reappearing in late 90s Kiev. Let's finish the hour with the lively presto from Telemann's TWV 40 Flute Duet in G major. We heard the presto from Telemann's Flute Duet in G major, TWV 40. Leanne Dale Ragusa and Joshua Romatowski performed on traverso from their 2020 release, Flutes of a Feather. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. And you can follow our Facebook page by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoop Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Wendy Gillespie, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.